Finally, a day off. No Saddam. I hope that he is dead. Then I can dance on his grave. I'll get no orders. I might as well just sit on my ass and play on PlayStation all day. I just wish I hadn't lent on the drive now. And I can't go on the Xbox either because I put my weights down on it and it couldn't withstand the pressure. There is only one thing left to do. I'll have to buy a GameCube. I hear Metal Gear Solid Twin Snakes is being released. I want to see what I look like in it. I am a vain bastard. I will just be off to the game in downtown Baghdad, although they charge too many points, the bastards.
In game?
Excuse me.
Yes, if you want to play Grand Theft Auto.
Excuse me.
Then you can get it on the Xbox now. It's out on both systems.
Excuse me?
Just a minute, sir, but if you still want the PS2...
Excuse me?
I'm so sorry about that. Just a minute. What the hell do you want?
Oh, I'm sorry about my manners. I'll mind them. When hell freezes over, you cretin! I want a GameCube now! Serve me and not any of those other 20 customers in front of me or die!
Okay, you want a GameCube. But what the hell do you want to play on it? There's no Grand Theft Auto.
Well, that would be Grand Theft Auto.
Well, I'm so sorry to wreck your life. I might have said this 40 times today already, I know, because I sat there in the back of the store counting. Just because Grand Theft Auto is now out for the Xbox does not mean they brought it out for the fucking GameCube as well, you dumb twat.
Okay, I'll just have to call the manager.
Oh, sorry, don't do that. I just got this job. I've got something, game systems to pay off. I didn't mean to act like a dickhead. Wait a minute, I have noticed something familiar about you. You look like one of the many characters in games that I play into the early hours of the morning.
Yes, Einstein. My name is Vulcan Raven. Do I need to spell it out for you?
You're not the same Vulcan from Metal Gear Solid, are you? So even though you're not a girl, it's good to finally meet someone.
Yes, whatever. My PS2 and Xbox are busted. I'm taking them apart and using them as parts for my car. Since I wrecked the steering wheel on my Vauxhall Cavalier, I'm using a PS2 controller as a steering wheel.
Well, I have a game that may interest you, but you're going to have to sign up for pre-ordering. It's a remake of Metal Gear Solid. Your game, in fact, is going to be called Twin Snakes. It's out shortly, massively improved graphics on the original, including new weapons and new options.
I thought it was out today. I want to see my game. I want to see what group of kumquat twats have redesigned my game and not even given a point in royalties. Give me the contacts for the developer of this game now before I remove the gun I've got stuffed down my trousers and point it up towards your head.
Konami make that game. I'll just look it up.
Address and fucking phone number.
Okay, I've just looked it up on the internet. I've got it here. The number for Konami, it's a bit of a strange one, 999.
And that's the number?
Yes, here. May I take your reward card?
Okay, but it's a bit bent and it's in two halves. Is that okay?
Oh, I'll just sellotape it back together and hold it in the slot. Would you like me to pre-order the Metal Gear Solid?
No, and this leaves me no option. I'll be off to Japan to stop those dim fucks at Konami from remaking this game without a point of permission from me.
Outside game in the Iraqi high street with street vendors and muggings.
Or you, you ordinary guy in the street. You look like a knowledgeable chap. In what city are Konami based?
Although I've never played games in my life, I know that Konami are based at 1178 Tsushita-ryo, Shakasaka, Tokyo, Japan.
Okay, thanks. How did you get that information so quickly?
I was using my WAP phone.
Aha!
You will have to leave quickly, though, to catch the flight. The next flight from Baghdad Security Airport to Tokyo will be leaving within the half hour. You'll just have time to hijack it if you leave now.
Yes, I've never needed tickets since Saddam's reign started.
At the airport, All passengers waiting for the flight bound for Tokyo. Japan should note that due to a delay, the flight will be running approximately 15 minutes late due to an unauthorized JCB spotted on the runway. It was not, I repeat, not due to a safety check, as those are now illegal. All planes must be at least 30 years old.
There's time to make a fucking phone call then.
Over by the phone box.
Okay, Konami, what was the number again? 999. Short number.
I'm sorry, 999 is unable to take your call at the moment. Please leave your name and emergency after the tone. Recorded first aid tips will follow. I'm sorry, this is 999. What's your emergency, fire, ambulance or Coast Guard?
Oh, sounds like a fucking wrong number. You're not Konami.
Sir, this is an emergency line which is reserved for a life or death situation. Do you have an emergency?
No, but there will be one at this airport if you continue to piss me off by telling me that I'm not allowed to waste 999 operators' time by ringing 999 for a chit-chat while blocking the line for someone suffering a coronary while cascading down a cliff.
If this is not an emergency matter, will you please replace the receiver immediately? This will be considered a hoax call and you are being traced.
Okay, goodbye.
Vulcan replaces the receiver and then picks it up again and yanks it with all his might and the phone in his hands. He then puts a small incendiary device through the coin slot. An hour later, the call box exploded and he never found any pieces of the phone. Although an oppressed citizen in Baghdad about 2 miles away said he saw a small shard on the ground with the words "insert coin" on it.
All passengers bound for Tokyo. The flight is departing now.
Oh wait, I've dropped my gun. Oh look, there's a gun shop in the terminal.
Vulcan walks over to the weapon store.
Okay, give me an AK-47.
Okay, that'll be $1.
Wait up, that's my flight. I've got to hijack it. Shit, is that the plane? It looks like a piece of shite. That looks like rust on the wing, and the engine sounds like a Citroen 2CV.
On the flight. And finally, all passengers caught wearing seatbelts, be aware that this is now a parachutable offence, i.e. the only way you'll see Earth again will be from either this plane heading towards it at a 90 degree angle, or from landing with a parachute. But be warned, these parachutes don't come with cords. Sometime later in the air...
Everybody freeze! This is a hijack. Don't move or speak. Don't even think about speaking or moving. Or even think about thinking about speaking or moving. I want you to look like a Kodak. I repeat, this is a hijack.
Hi, I'm the captain. Wow, what a surprise. It's another hijack. Well, I think I'll faint now. That's what you're supposed to do, isn't it? In fact, 50% of all recorded flights and about 99% of unrecorded flights are now hijacks. Where do you want to go?
Tokyo, Japan.
Sir, can I just say the plane's already headed for Tokyo? Why the hell did you bother to hijack a flight that's already going to where you want to go?
I don't know. I just wanted to get there more quickly.
This plane is already operating at maximum velocity. Hijacking it won't get there any faster.
Can't you install another engine or something?
I'm sorry, there aren't any words in the English language that I can use in response to that.
Later, after the plane has landed in Tokyo...
Ah, Japan, I haven't been here for a long time. Now off to find those dipshits who want to remake my game and fuck it up.
Inside the Konami building, Vulcan storms in and talks to the receptionist.
Excuse me, I would like to speak to head office. Now!
I'm sorry, you need an ID card. Without one, you cannot just barge in here. No questions asked.
You obviously don't have a clue who I am. I am Vulcan Raven of Metal Gear Solid. I am the main man in that game as far as I'm concerned, and you're redesigning and dragging my name through the mud.
I couldn't give a cock fuck if you are the poop. Step any further and I will call security.
I don't give a shit. I'm a sleuth fighter. I fought in my sleep. I'm built like a brick shithouse.
Security! You will be sorry. Our security have been ex-sumo wrestlers. They used to use people like you as a chair and use your broken back as a table.
Well, I'm Vulcan and I've seen... The security guys arrive with rolling pins and start to run towards Vulcan when...
Fuck me! You don't half look like Vulcan from Metal Gear.
The very same. Now that you know who I am, would you mind fucking off so that I can go upstairs and get the Mr. Big Shots of this company to stop this fucking remake that I did not permit? Vulcan gets to the Big Shots of Konami at the top of the stairs.
Unveiling our products for 2004, I present a remake of a remake of Castlevania.
Hold it right there. Metal Gear Solid, the Twin Snakes. I want this fucking game stopped right now.
Who are you exactly, you insignificant prat?
Put those words back into your mouth. Don't you know who I am?
Do I care who you are? You just walk in here in the middle of a meeting? You're just a nobody who just wandered in off the street?
No, I'm a nobody who wandered in off the street after hijacking a plane to Japan to stop you dicks remaking a classic PlayStation game with Vulcan that I didn't fucking want and I'm not receiving a point of payment for.
You don't look like Vulcan to me. I didn't know this game was real.
I am from the regime of Iraq, and so are you. And can I assure you that if Saddam has not died, I have some serious firepower on my side.
What do you want? You can't just barge in here.
I can do what the fuck I want. Stop the fucking game.
We can't stop the game. We're forecast to make millions from this re-release. And it's the only slated release this year that is likely to be successful. It's too late, buddy. This game is practically ready to ship. Now, if I were you, I would get out of Japan as quickly as you came in. If you threaten any more violence to me or my staff, I will make sure that my highly paid bodyguards not only kick you out of this building, preferably from as high a story as possible, but also accompany you back to the airport and kick you back on the plane. Additionally, you haven't even seen this game. You do not know what we've done on it.
Okay, show me.
Well, look, we completely remade the game, we have revamped the graphics engine, the plot, and it is now a complete new rendition of the main characters.
Turn it off.
What?
Turn it off.
Yes?
Where are the warehouses?
Well, the warehouses, well, those are below the factory floor. We've just boxed the first 2,000 copies of the game, they're sealed. Now about your royalties, we have thought about that. We'll be offering you 50% of anything we make from the sale of each game. Due to the fact that you had not been contacted regarding your permission, we have conceded that. But now, just get out and don't... Vulcan, where has he gone?
On the factory floor? I am going to personally snap every copy of this game in this godforsaken warehouse. 6 hours later... Oh, that's it. I'm all snapped out. I've got blisters on my hands from so much snapping. One of the pieces is dug right into the palms of my hands. 1,997 discs snapped. They'll all need a dustpan and brush the size of a car to sweep up all those fragmented discs. Just these last three now. I think I'll sit on the last one.
Oh no! No! Those were the only copies. This company, Konami, that my fathers and forefathers helped to found, will be going bankrupt. There will be no more Metal Gear Solids for gamers of the world over, and it's all the fault of one ex-mercenary called Vulcan!
And...